What we have here in the first five verses of our text this morning, and by the way, we're going to go no further really than verse 2, and we won't even barely dip into verse 2. I'm going to slow things down, and I'm doing it deliberately, because there are some things I want us to see very clearly here. It's kind of like when you're cruising along on the interstate, you know, you're going 65 miles an hour, or you're going down the highway, and Dad hits the brakes, and you slow down by half your speed, and he says, look at over there. You know, you're riding, look at kids, when I was a kid, it was deer. Look at the deer, because we came from Chicago, and there was no deer there. So when we first moved to Wisconsin, he'd slow the car down every time he saw a deer. Look at the deer, look at the deer, you know. And so that's what we're going to do this morning, is slow down a little bit and deliberately take our time moving through this, because there's something I want us to see very clearly, and I think God wants us to see very clearly in these two introductory verses that make slowing the car down a bit of a necessity. Now, we know that in 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy both, the Apostle Paul is writing these letters to young Timothy, and he's making every attempt that he can to ensure that Timothy is going to be a spiritual success in life. That's what he wants. We know that the Apostle Paul has invested nearly 20 years of his own ministry into the life of this young man. His affection for him has grown. Timothy has become somewhat of a spiritual son to him. And Paul just wants Timothy to make it. He just wants him to succeed. That's what he's after. I'm reminded of King David. When he was about to depart from this life, he left the blueprints for the temple in the hands of his son Solomon, that his son might build the temple after David was gone. And in a similar way, Paul is leaving the blueprints for ministry in the hands of his young son, so to speak, Timothy. And so here, he's preparing Timothy for the ups and downs of the pastoral life. He's addressed the difficulties of the ministry. He's writing words of encouragement to Timothy and words of instruction. And here in today's text, he's writing words of warning, as we have seen in the first five verses. These are prophetic words, by the way. The second time and only two times that we see in 1 and 2 Timothy where Paul starts speaking prophetically of what's to be expected. The first we saw was in 1 Timothy chapter 4, and here we see in 2 Timothy chapter 3 that Paul is issuing a prophetic warning. He's telling Timothy of what to expect, what the future holds for Timothy and for Christians on a larger scale, because Paul can see it coming. It's like when you look on the horizon and you see the dark clouds forming of an oncoming storm, and Paul is seeing that as it's fast approaching, and so he gives this forecast to Timothy and to us as well, and the forecast is frightening. He uses the word perilous in verse 1. He says, know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. So if we don't really know what the word perilous means, we can't really understand with any certain clarity what those last times actually look like. Interesting, this word for perilous is used only twice in the Bible. Once here, and the other time that it's used is in Matthew chapter 8, verse 28. And in Matthew 8, it's used in the account of the two demon-possessed individuals that were living in the graveyard. In Matthew chapter 8, it isn't translated perilous, it's actually translated exceedingly fierce. It describes the climate that's been generated by the two men who, between the two of them, were home to 2,000 plus demons. And so if we examine the account of Matthew chapter 8, and the nature of the peril that surrounded those men, it can help us to understand the severity of the spiritual storm that's coming our way. Well, in Matthew chapter 8, we see that the nature of those two men was so extremely violent and physically assaultive. It says that they were cutting themselves with stones, very abusive in nature. The term peril in Matthew chapter 8 suggested destruction. It says that the two men were pulling apart chains and breaking shackles and pieces. It speaks of great fear and widespread oppression. They struck their entire community with a paralyzing fear. It says no one could go through that area because of them. Their presence was oppressive. It was intimidating. There was an element of torment and misery involved in their situation. It says that they were crying out day and night. And so the perilous men in Matthew chapter 8 are somewhat illustrative of the perilous times that Paul is preparing Timothy for in chapter 3 here. Miserable times of violence and physical attack, fearfulness and intimidation. These are untamable, uncontrollable, assaultive, tormenting, dark, destructive, demonic days, and it's what Christians have to look forward to. Perilous times are coming. This is Paul's prophetic word to Timothy, and it's God's prophetic word to you and I. And so Paul is bracing Timothy here for what can be expected from the world. Peril. He's telling Timothy that the church is going to be attacked with great severity. And he warns Timothy that it's going to happen in the, quote, last days. So now the question for you and me this morning is, when exactly are those, quote, last days? Well, if we look in Scripture, and I'm not going to give you the details on this, but trust me when I say that these last days include those days that fall in between the first and second coming of Christ. The time between his incarnation, when he was born into this world as an infant, and the day of his return when he comes back on a white horse to set up his kingdom on this earth. And it's interesting to note that these perilous times, these last days that were ushered in, came immediately as soon as this church was born. As soon as Jesus came into the world to build his church, the devil was ready to destroy it. And the last days began. Revelation 12:4 gives us a picture here. It says, "The dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she bore her child, he might devour it." Speaking of the entrance of Jesus into this world and the immediate peril that came about because of it. Jesus came to set up his church, and the devil was ready to destroy it. And